laborers together with God in the neighborhood, September 16. How we are to work. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. In daily doing the works of Christ, it becomes a pleasure to do His will. Christ came to our world to live out the law of God, to be our pattern in all things. He placed Himself between the mercy seat and the vast number of heartless worshipers who were full of ostentation, pride, and vanity, and by His lessons of truth, which were eloquent with simplicity, He impressed the people with the necessity of spiritual worship. His lessons were impressive, beautiful, and weighty with importance, and yet so simple that a child could understand them. The truth He presented was so deep that the wisest and most accomplished teacher could never exhaust it. Those who work as seeing the invisible will always preserve simplicity, charging the simplest words with the power of the grandest truths. The youth may be a power for Christ if they will maintain their simplicity and not seek to present something startling, something original, but teach the precepts of their Lord. But to invest the simplest truths with novelty and singularity is to rob them of their power to win souls to Christ. The use of long words and soaring eloquence is not essential to success. What you need is a living experience in the things of God and simplicity in presenting the love of Christ to the lost. When the heart is aglow with the love of Jesus, you will express it to others and become witnesses for Christ. We are not to hide the gospel or cover the cross of Christ with ornamental roses and thus make the preaching of it of no effect. The true, honest expression of a son or daughter of God, spoken in natural simplicity, has power to unbolt the door to hearts that have long been closed against Christ and His love.